This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a great fundraiser that has been in 9 years in the making, and this is going to be the ninth year for it, and it's amazing to think about. It's been already 9 years, and that's Cooking for Kids. So good to have on the program to talk more about it, Doug Milliard, and Doug, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Hello, Dale. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks so much. And we also got Lisa Milliard here. Lisa, thanks for so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you here. First off, let's, right off the bat, mention about when the event is going to be, Doug.
It's going to be Saturday, December 7th at the Adrian Eagles. Doors will open at 3 p.m. and our auction registration will start at 3:30 p.m. We're going to serve dinner from 4 to 7 p.m. and the auction bidding will close at 7 p.m. sharp. And as soon as my wife gets the auction bids finalized, we will announce the winners.
Okay.
And that is at the Adrian Eagles, area number 2371, 2570 West Beecher in Adrian, Michigan.
Okay. Now, for those who may not have come to this, but those who, I know there's been many that have come in the past 9 years. Lisa, tell us a little bit about why doing this fundraiser and where the proceeds go for.
So we started this, like you mentioned, 9 years ago. Doug and Tim Cagle, my husband Doug, got together and talked about putting something together to help children that are involved in the child welfare system, children and families. So we went ahead and they put together a really quick benefit in 2 months, and it was relatively successful. So we've continued on with this being our ninth year. The proceeds go to families that are involved in the child welfare system. So that would be child protective services, foster care, prevention, and and the proceeds go to those children to supply Christmas gifts as well as support throughout the year. And the money stays in Lenawee County, which is extra special because all the funds that we gather go directly to Department of Health and Human Services to be dispensed to the children of Lenawee County.
And that is so important, too. And I think a lot of people take it to heart when they know that it's going to be used for the children here in Lenawee County, Lisa.
I think so. And I think that that's one of the big reasons that the benefit has been such a so popular and such a hit and so well attended, and people have donated so freely too.
Yeah, and this is such a great thing that you're doing, Doug, that you've been doing for the past 9 years. Kind of give us an idea about what's going to be served this year.
So this year we're going to stick with the same menu because that's been very successful for us. We will have pulled pork, barbecue chicken, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and coleslaw, and that is all you can eat for $20. And we would like to reinforce that we allow 16 and under to enjoy a meal free. And they are welcome there till 9 p.m., which is a state law that 16 and under has to leave by 9 p.m. That's, but yeah, if you have children with you, do not shy away from coming. They will be allowed to eat for free. And like my wife said, $20 for all you can eat, and you're going to be helping the children of Lenawee County.
And then getting all that you can eat for $20, Lisa, that's not bad.
It's not bad. And in addition to all the great food there, we have some super great door prizes. So just buying a ticket for dinner will put you in a drawing for a $1,000, $500, $250 gift card. Those are our door prizes, as well as, of course, being able to participate in the silent auction items.
Okay. Got entertainment again this year, Doug?
Yes, we will have a DJ who will show up. He said today, as a matter of fact, I just talked to him. He's going to be there about 2 o'clock to set up for us. So he'll be providing music and entertainment well through the auctioning time, well into dinner.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm sure you got some really great silent auction items again this year.
I'll jump in on that one. So we do. I wanted to make sure to kind of give a shout out to some of the local businesses that provide us with some items.
Yeah.
Three of them come to mind, actually, that have been from the very beginning. Frickers, Pizza Bucket, and Midway Market have supported us from day one. And I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I don't want to slight anyone who donates, but I think it's important for us to try to help support those who support us. We have numerous baskets that have been donated. We've had friends and family donate some great items. We have a wine refrigerator. We have several bottles of wine have been donated for some really cool baskets. We have a lot of Bath & Body Works products, things like that, that have been donated. So, there'll be a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
And if I could, Dale, I'd like to elaborate on the Lenawee County support. More than half of our donations, and this has been very successful. Last year was another record year, and the businesses outside of this benefit make up more than 50% of this. So this has been entirely successful by all the businesses and people of Lenawee County, and we cannot express enough how thankful we are for these people to make this work.
It's really nice when we have the collaboration that we have here in Lenawee County, isn't it, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And on that end, our partner Tim, as Lisa mentioned, isn't here today. He's a little under the weather. I would just like everyone to keep Tim in mind. He sends out his love and hello to everyone. He's been a major part of this being successful. So I just want to shout out, we love and miss you, Tim, and we can't wait to get you better and see you there, buddy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know in past years this has been the case, but let's say that people would want to help with saying, gosh, I already got something going on during that day, during that afternoon. Is there a way that I can help out again this year? And is there a way for them to do that, Lisa?
There is. If somebody or anybody out there is unable to attend and wants to make a donation, a financial donation, they can do so at any TLC location. They can mention Cooking for Kids or mention the account number ending in 8484, and they can make a financial donation. They can call me at 517-902-3111. If you have anything that you want to donate that I can pick up, and I'm more than happy to do so. And then, again, if you can't be there, we're going to miss you. But the best way that you can support us is to just show up at the event. Your entrance into the event and the $20 makes up a huge part of what the total ends up being. So we would love to see you there. And I'm always taken back by just the outpouring of support. Looking across the Eagles and seeing all the people there is pretty overwhelming at times.
Yeah, it tugs at the heart, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Again, Lisa's number is, one more time,
it's 517-902-3111. And just leave me a message if I don't answer. And again, I'm happy to swing by and pick up anything you might want to donate.
Yeah. And this has been such a great success every single year. Got a goal in mind, Doug, for this year?
First few years had set cash goals. I'm going to say last year was a record goal. We did make $42,000 total income. So this has been highly successful.
Yeah.
We decided a few years ago that we're just going to set a goal to do the best we can for the kids out there. Again, I will say this. Every year, though, has been bigger than the previous year. This has been a steady stair climb up. So, again, I cannot thank the people and the businesses of Lenawee County enough that come out and support this. This was just an idea, like I always say, by two rednecks and a beauty queen, and it's gained and gained and gained, and we are just oh so happy.
Well, I'm glad, Lisa, that he still keeps calling you the beauty queen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Again, is there anything else about the event we haven't mentioned yet that we not said?
I'd like to add one thing. And I always say this is the time when I get a little bit nervous and everything always works out great. But I always want to say that we offer a platform. And that's what we offer to the community. But the community, you guys every year come through and support the event, whether it be showing up, donating, telling a friend, handing out a flyer. So we simply provide a platform, and the community comes through every single year. So I am very grateful.
Yeah. Okay. Doug?
I think she wrapped it up pretty good. Again, we're very blessed that this has been successful. We thank the people of Lenawee for making it work. No child should wake up under the tree without a gift.
That's right.
Kind of our motto.
Yeah.
And every one of your dollars helps make a child smile.
Exactly. Well, then let's reiterate once again, date, time, location, and the cost to get in. So, Doug, go ahead.
Okay. The doors, again, open at 3 p.m. with silent auction registration at 3:30. We will be serving dinner, which includes pulled pork, barbecue chicken, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and coleslaw from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. 7 p.m. sharp will be the ending of the silent auction bidding, and after the winners of each item is figured out, we will make the announcements. And during that time, we also will be giving away our door prizes, which include a gift card of $1,000, $500, and $250. We will be having DJ entertainment there the entire time. That's out at the Adrian Eagles, 2570 West Beecher, Adrian, Michigan.
And that'll be on Saturday, December the 7th.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Doug and Lisa, thank you so much. And once again, much success again this year. And let's hope people really come out once again and help support this and make another successful year for you.
And we'd like to thank you, Dale, and Kathy, and WLEN for making it happen and helping us out, too.
All right. Thanks. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.